This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the Nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
This is the most confident that I've seen Trent, man, and he's a lot more relaxed before the play. I hear him talking. This is the most I've heard him communicate on the field, so I'm excited, man. We're excited about him. He's actually turning into one of our most vocal guys, so the only way we say you can be confident in speaking is if you're confident in knowing what you're doing.
So what we're doing...
Zach Orr, first of all.
Yeah, was Zach Orr talking about Trenton Simpson, and... What I told Nolan that we would do today and Bruce is a couple of the guys, younger guys, that have to really step up for the Ravens. Let's go back and look at where they were coming out of college prior to the draft. And the report that I had on Trenton Simpson, he wore jersey 22 at Clemson, 6'3", 235 at the combine, 4.43 in the 40. He arms were 32 3/8, hands 10 1/4, bench 25 times 2 1/4, and 40.5 vertical jump, 7.073 cone, 4.25 short shuttle, 1.55 10. So those are all spectacular numbers. So like, I can see where you fall in love with that guy. He runs 4.43 in the 40. He's got everything that you want. Now in 2020. 11 games, 19 tackles. Coverage rating was a 137.8. Seven quarterback hurries, seven quarterback hits, and three sacks. 2021, 13 games, 56 tackles. Coverage rating, 82.2. 11 quarterback hurries, 13 quarterback hits, seven sacks. So that his sophomore year, coverage rating went way down. So... All right, coverage rating goes down. What do? You blitz him. So he had 11 quarterback hurries and 13 hits and 7 sacks. And then his last year there, 12 games, 72 tackles, quarterback rating of 96.5, 3 quarterback hits and 2 sacks. Strengths, he's got good size, good speed off the corner. Effort, he'll chase, has catch-up speed. He can hit with explosion. Good in the run from the backside. He can run with tight ends down the middle of the field. Shows awareness in coverage. Will pedal, plant, drive, and burst to the ball. You can use him as a spy. Good change of direction. Uses hands well to shed. Smart in zone. Gets his depth in zone. Finds ball quickly. Versatile player. Reads quarterback's eyes well in zone. Gets good jump. He'll wrap the tackle. Keeps his hands active, sideline to sideline range, and he can tackle in space. Weaknesses: no pass rush moves, not a physical take-on player, plays finesse versus big old linemen, gets locked on versus big old linemen, no punch with hands, not explosive, gets over-aggressive, and will overrun some plays. Must keep leg drive through contact. Will need to add bulk. Doesn't play to his 25 reps at 2 1/4. In summary, I said this kid has good size and athletic ability. He can really run. He does a good job reading the quarterback in zone. Will need work in man-to-man, but he has the skill. He's a finesse player inside. Don't see the 25-225. Will be versatile. He can line up anywhere. Doesn't have pass rush moves. Should be good on teams and in nickel. Good as a spy. Will need to start when Queen leaves. And he did start when Queen left, you know, and he did okay, you know, but then he lost confidence. He played slow. He started thinking way, way, way too much, you know, and then the non-physical part, the playing, catching blocks and stuff and not punching, you know, and not playing to his strength. And now you see him when you're out at OTAs and mini camp now, he's bigger, thicker, you know, and we're going to see when the pads come on, if that strength and stuff comes out. And like Zach Orr said, you know, he's talking more and stuff. So he's a much more confident guy because he lost a lot of confidence last year. And then you start, you know, what you're doing is as a linebacker, you got to see it and you got to go.
Yeah.
He would see it. He'd register it. And then he'd react. And then you know what happens? Those linemen that are comboing up to the linebackers, they got you screened off. Those tight ends, they got you screened off. And then, you know, and then we saw Roquan. Roquan's, you know, all his stuff went down because he's trying to help the other kid out. You know, and then when they put Simpson down and brought in Board or one of the other vets, all of a sudden Roquan starts playing to run better.
Right.
So Trenton, you know, he's got abilities. He's got athletic ability, you know, and he's gotten stronger. He's gotten bigger. He's done the things that he's needed to do. Now he needs to show it because that is huge. Because Buchanan, you know, Buchanan and Hummel, I don't see as starting type linebackers, whereas Simpson can be. And if Simpson can't be, you're not counting on Hummel. Hummel's never been a starter for the Rams, but I like his instincts, and he's a hell of a special teams guy. And Buchanan scares me because he's got those short little arms.
Yeah.
And you can't get off a block.
I hear he's more of a special teams guy, too. That was kind of the idea in even drafting him. They like what he can do on teams. So I don't know. That's just what I heard. But as far as Simpson goes, he's never going to have a better opportunity than he's got right here, right now.
He had it last year, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he peed down his leg.
Yeah.
And now he's got to – if he steps up, that eliminates that issue.
Right.
All right? Then the only issue we're talking about is do we have enough trust in the backup O-line? And then the story of training camp. There's going to be one big story of training camp. The kicker.
Yeah.
That's the main story of camp. That is what everybody's going to be writing about.
Loop, yes.
TV people,
absolutely.
They're going to be showing Looper.
Absolutely.
You know, he missed three today, you know. Because I asked Jonas or somebody the other day when we had him on. I said, you know, think back to all the times that Tucker was there. Even like when you were on TV, Bruce, you know, like out at practice. You know, like if Tucker missed some at practice. So, you know, wasn't a story.
Yeah.
You know, and now,
everything this kid does is a story this summer.
No doubt. You know, I mean, like the last 3 days, you know, he missed 4 out of 8.
Ugh.
You know, every day it's a story until he can be that guy, you know, and we're not going to know until Buffalo.
Right.
You know, and, you know.
I remember when Tucker beat out Billy Cundiff, I remember sitting at this microphone and saying, I'm not so sure that I want a rookie kicker running out there in January with a playoff game on the line. I'm just not so sure. Well, as it turns out, they won the Super Bowl that year. Mm-hmm. So he worked. But I got the same kind of concerns. As high-flying as the Ravens could be, boy, this kid better come through.
Well, you know, you say, well, can he make a winning kick? But a lot of times is, you know, that important kick could be in the second quarter, mm-hmm. could be in the third quarter.
Right.
You know, it might be right at the end of the half because it takes away points or takes away momentum. You know, and if he makes those kicks like Tucker were to make, you know, those kicks, it gives you momentum and it changes field position and all. I mean, just think if, you know, they bring in Looper, you know, and he kicks you know, they're attempting a 50-yard field goal and he misses. Look at the field position that Buffalo is going to have.
Yeah.
And you're giving Josh Allen. All of a sudden now, you're going for it. You know, I mean, if he comes out in that Buffalo game and he misses a 42-yarder, say, in the first quarter, they get in the fourth quarter, Harb's going to be like,
eh. Right.
You know, if it's short, Harb's going for it.
He don't mind going for it on fourth down anyway, Harbaugh.
Right.
And if that's a part of the question, that could be a very
because that's
very
you know and the other person that it plays to is with Munkin, how he calls plays. All right, it's third and long, and Harbs is telling him, "Hey, we got three for sure. Don't get a
right,
turnover,
right.
You know, or don't get a lost yardage play. Call something conservative because we got three in the bag. You know, and now it's like
you can't still say that now.
Right?
Maybe you can, but right now you cannot." Coming up next on the Vinny and Haney Show, we're going to buy or sell. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Brown.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Welcome back. It's time for another one of the popular things they do on this show. And I listen to this show all the time. I'm a P1, as they say, in the radio business. But buy or sell, Nolan, what are we talking about here?
Well, the Dow, the market's all red today. Dow's down 365. The S&P is down 37. NASDAQ is down 117. DraftKings down a penny. Under Armour's down 7 cents. So it's not a good day, you know, in the market. Could be a very volatile week, it says, as U.S. trading partners rush to finalize deals with President Trump's administration before Wednesday's deadline.
As far as our sports topics, we'll start with your Baltimore Orioles. Felix Bautista has been at a very steady pace so far this season. His presence on the back end of the Orioles bullpen, a much welcome return, we'll just say that. Now, he's not working with the same numbers he was during his All-Star 2023 season, but still very good and still one of the best closers in baseball. At this time 2 years ago, when he was getting that All-Star nod, sure, he had more innings under his belt, ERA was much lower, but actually had a handful of blown saves on his resume, about five or six at this point in the season. Compare that to this year, just one blown save. And despite being held back with injury concerns early on, he has 17 saves. Same time 2 years ago, he had 23 on his way to finishing with 33 overall. So all of this to ask you, Bruce, buy or sell. Bautista will end up surpassing 30 saves this year, even with a lighter workload.
I wish I could say I'm buying it, but coming off Tommy John, he's got accuracy problems. He tends to be out of the strike zone. I'm going to sell that.
Let's see. We go over to the NFL here. Travis Hunter, maybe the most anticipated rookie we've seen in quite a while, mostly because everyone wants to see just how much he's going to play on both sides of the ball. Naturally, everyone has an opinion on how that will go or should go. Realistically speaking, Travis Kelce, put him in that group of those with an opinion, recently said on his podcast that he would anticipate opposing teams using any chance they can get to wear Hunter out. The example he used is if Hunter was lined up at corner, that offensives would just have wide receivers take him on a bunch of deep routes, try to tire him out a little bit. Obviously, we know he won't be playing every snap of every game. Coach is going to have to pick and choose here, but buy or sell, Vinny. Are you buying or selling Kelce's thoughts on opposing teams trying to tire out the rookie?
I kind of buy and sell, but I mean, you don't think they did that at Colorado too? You know, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, this kid's in great shape. I would say that, you know, I mean, if it was me, instead of doing that, I would say go hit him. If I'm receivers, go block his ass hit him every play.
Yeah.
More so than, you know, deep running, he can glide and run with you. That's how fast he is.
But you put the body on him and you're going to take a lot of weight.
That starts to wear on him. Nolan, let me just say this because, you know, I was listening to the NFL show, Vic Carucci and them yesterday or day before when I was walking, and they were talking about, you know, the Olympic. You know, because touch football, the NFL guys could play
flag,
it.
Flag, yeah.
And they were saying that Zay Flowers said that, no, I don't want to play in it. And I was thinking to myself, Zay Flowers would be awesome in that, the way he can change. But if I had to pick one guy in the NFL, one, it'd be Travis Hunter. You know, because basically it's seven on seven.
Yeah.
And you can play receiver and DB, you know, in there. And he does both spectacularly.
Hmm. Go back to baseball here, back to the Orioles. We know that injury bug continues to bite them, and for one player in particular, Jorge Mateo could end up being very costly when it's all said and done. He's been out since early June, going to miss even more time now than expected, transferred to the 60-day IL with a hamstring strain. The timeline for that listed as 8 to 12 weeks, so maybe a return in September. It's technically possible, but starting to look more and more like his entire season could be in jeopardy, which brings his future into question. He has a club option for 2026, so he's not, you know, hitting free agency or anything like that. We know the Orioles have been tied to him through this entire rebuild and into competitiveness, at times even annoying for the fans to see him sticking around. But buy or sell, Bruce, Mateo has played his last game.
Well, if I can borrow Vinny's platform, both. Look, he's on his club for one reason, and that's his glove and that's his speed, okay? And other than that, he would have been gone probably before this season. If Mullins is traded, then that's good news for him because that he's the only speed they got left. If Mullen stays here, I think if they're gonna, they're not gonna exercise their option next year either way on him. So I guess I'm selling. I think Mateo is done with the Orioles.
But the ship has definitely sailed for infield.
Now was he Hyder's guy or Elias's guy?
It's hard to say. I think everyone always assumed it was a Hyde thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Hyde liked him a lot. Hyde did. He praised him all the time. So I
think it would be more interesting to see if he was healthy. How much would he be playing? Independent of his actual performance, that would probably be the bigger indicator. We'll go back to the NFL.
Nolan, if I'm a pitcher and he's in the outfield,
oh yeah,
I'm like no. No. When you put him and Kirsten in the outfield, if I'm pitching, I ain't pitching.
Yeah, do better than that. Something. Last topic of the day here in the NFL. We know the pressure is on for the Miami Dolphins this year, and this really goes top to bottom. You start with Mike McDaniel, a coach. Probably coaching for his job. Tua Tagovailoa under center, probably playing for his job as well. Now, we know the story with Tua. Talented, some really high highs over the year, but just an inability to stay healthy. 2023, his only full year as a quarterback, turned in exceptional numbers along the way. Next closest season for him in terms of games played was a year prior in 2022 when he played 13. Coincidentally, both of these years, Miami made the playoffs. Buy or sell, Vinny, if Tua is healthy enough to start at least 13 games, the Dolphins will be in the playoffs.
I'm going to sell it because it just seems like they start out fast at home. They start out fast when the weather gets warm. Then when it starts to get cold, you know, they kind of turn. You know, they're not the most physical team.
No.
That's a big problem. And defensively, I don't know how good they're going to be. I think GM's gone. Head coach is gone. I mean, Stephen Ross, the owner, he's not, getting any younger. So I would – pressure is seriously on there. But I don't think so.
I'll tell you the truth. I think for the Miami Dolphins – when the Ravens hung that 50 burger on them late in the season of 2023, I think that broke them. They weren't very good last year. I think that might have been their Waterloo right there. And I agree with you. I think they're going to clean house. And it bothers me because Anthony Weaver's a good friend of mine, and he's a D coordinator.
Yeah, I like
it.
Anthony.
When he got the job, you know, we were texting back and forth, and I said, the one thing that you got to do is make them tough. That defense just isn't tough. And you mentioned it a minute ago, Vinny. They're not physical. They don't scare anybody.
Nope. What did he say? I agree.
I know. You're right. I don't say that to him anymore now that he's down there. Yeah, I figure he's got enough problems without hearing criticism from the likes of me.
So. Sorry. Did I not cue that up? That's my bad. I might have forgot to cue that up.
That's all right. It's time for a break anyway, from what I could see here. Stick around, everybody. We're going to talk to Matt Weirich and talk some more Major League Baseball, specifically Orioles with him. Stick around. Vinny and Haney show continues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, we've been talking a lot of Orioles today, as you might imagine, and with this little mini win streak, this sweep in Atlanta, got people feeling better, but do you think it's changed their status at the trade deadline? Are they going to be traders, or are they going to sit pat?
Man, there's still a long ways to go. You know, as well as the Orioles have played of late, they're still seven and a half games back of a playoff spot. That's not much closer than they were a couple of weeks ago, and they still have a lot of teams left to leapfrog. Now, the Guardians are falling fast, so they might be able to pass them here in the next couple of days, but they still really need to jump past another two to three teams before I think we can realistically start to talk about them as potential contenders. So with a month to go before the deadline, they're going to have to play a little bit better, I think, to stave off any kind of talk of selling.
Hey, Matt, do you think that Holiday gets in, you know, with the injuries and stuff with the other players? And if he does, is he deserving?
Yeah, there's a couple of injuries on the American League side that I think will open up some spots there on the infield. Jeremy Pena is dealing with something. Alex Bregman's been on the IL for a while, got voted in by the players. Brandon Lau just left the game yesterday with an injury for the Rays. So there's a couple of spots there, and I think Holiday or Gunnar Henderson are strong candidates to make that leap. You know, with Jackson Holiday, you know, his offensive numbers aren't crazy, but at the second base position, it's a relatively light offensive position in the American League. So I do think that he has a worthy case, and certainly fans want to see him, as evidenced by him being a finalist at that spot.
I was going to say the fan standpoint in this is important. I mean, it's important to MLB to have their young stars in that game, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, this is about showcasing the sport, and it's not necessarily just about the best players in the first half. You know, I think that you do want to give guys who deserve, you know, an all-star nod a chance. And if there's somebody, you know, like George Springer in the outfield, you know, that's a guy I think you have to get in one way or another with how good he's been. But when it comes down to maybe close calls and things like that, I think the edge just goes to the player that, you know, fans want to see, and as evidenced, as I said, by the fan voting, Holiday is that. He's been somebody with a media circus around him ever since he stepped foot on a major league field, and I expect there to be a lot of fanfare if he does get the call.
Hey, made a pretty good impression yesterday.
Yeah, for second player or fourth player in Orioles history to have two four-hit games before turning 22 years old. He joins Manny Machado, Eddie Murray, and Brooks Robinson. That's a pretty solid group,
I'd say. Bad company.
A list to be on, yeah. So he is certainly, you know, he's had some ups and downs, maybe not super consistent. He's getting thrown out on the base pass a lot. I think he has the second most caught stealings in baseball this year. So certainly some room to grow for him. But, I mean, it's a scary thought of what this kid is going to look like when he's a polished hitter.
That's for sure. We've been talking a lot about Pasayo today, too. And with all these injuries to the catchers, the Orioles are showing some patience, and they're holding off on bringing him up. Do you agree with that strategy?
You know, I wrote about this for the Sun this morning, and it's certainly, you know, I think that Samuel Pasayo is a player that the Orioles cannot afford to mess up, right? He is, you know, potentially the future at catcher, should Adley Rutschman not sign a long-term extension. He, in a farm system that is kind of not devoid of talent, but certainly has thinned out a lot more than it was a couple of years ago. He represents the future of that. He's the future of their international development program and maybe a sign of what's to come there as they've revamped that entire thing. So they're being patient with him. He's 20 years old, the youngest player at the AAA level, playing a very difficult position in catcher, a position that he only started to play 4 years ago when he was 16. You know, it's a lot to ask, and he's only played 32 games at that spot at the AAA level. So, you know, yes, you know, I understand fans wanting to see him right now with the team in such a critical point in the calendar right now, trying to save its season. But ultimately, they're playing it safe with him. And I can't say that I blame them too much for that strategy.
Right. The other part of that strategy, though, is obviously you keep an eye on his offense. But people, I think, seem to forget he's also got to handle a major league pitching staff once he gets here. And that's a whole different set of being ready, isn't it?
Right. And this is a guy who's still learning English as a second language. You know, a long way to go at a position where there's really not a whole lot of precedent for players coming up at that young. In the past 30 years, there's only been four catchers who have made their MLB debut at 20 or younger. And you know, we're talking about guys like Joe Mauer and Pudge Rodriguez. I mean, these are the only the true cream of the crop really rise to reach the majors at that age. So this is a bit uncharted territory. He'd be the second youngest Dominican catcher to ever make his MLB debut if he came up today. So this is uncharted waters for him, for the Orioles, and really for baseball as a whole, for him to even be in consideration for a call-up like this. And, you know, like you said, there's so many facets to this position that he is still clearly learning at this point, and the Orioles just don't feel ready, even with all the injuries. You know, if you look at all the catchers that they've brought up so far, he'd be eighth on the organizational depth chart. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think it is more them taking the long view here.
You made that point in your piece, and I thought that was the highlight of the piece. He's not down there because he's the eighth string catcher. That's a really good point.
Hey, Matt, is there any concern you think with Couser, Gunnar, Holiday, with all the strikeouts?
You know, Couser has always had a bit of swing and miss in his game, and I think that for him, you know, the power is a bit raw, but certainly, you know, we saw it as a rookie. And, you know, as long as he's able to really keep plugging the gaps when he is making hard contact, I'm not super concerned about the swing and miss. I don't think it necessarily suggests regression. You know, maybe we see some bigger swings of highs and lows for streaks for Couser, but certainly he's been able to manage it so far, and I wouldn't put it, you know, as a knock against him to this point. Holiday, the plate discipline definitely needs some work, and, you know, with him putting him at leadoff right now, and he's not exactly drawing all the walks that you typically want from a leadoff hitter.
Right.
So that's something that I think he still has to grow into. You know, he's certainly showing the flashes, and I think that he's fully capable of being that guy. But it's something that they're willing to put him at the leadoff spot and let him kind of figure out as they go. And they're showing a lot of confidence that it's something that they think he's going to figure out relatively quickly.
I want to step back to Basayo for just a minute because I wanted to make this point with you as well. One thing Basayo is doing for them, though, even in the minor leagues, is there's potentially an off-ramp for Adley Rutschman right there for the Orioles. You know what I mean? Is that part of this equation as well?
I think it certainly is. I mean, you can't ignore the fact that Basayo is also playing first base, and you know, I could see them next year having three catchers on the roster between Basayo, Adley, and maybe Maverick Hanley. And, you know, you get to have Adley and Basayo play every day. You know, I think honestly, you know, as much as maybe it is a safety net in case Adley walks, it's also, I think, something to be said for Ryan O'Hearn being a free agent this offseason, you know, and then potentially weighing whether to trade him at the deadline. Basayo is a left-handed hitter, and if he's going to be playing on a regular basis at first base because Adley is catching, you know, three or four of the games per week, you know, they're not really going to have a whole lot of room for Ryan O'Hearn at first. So that is something to be aware of as well, just of what they do at the deadline. You know, they might have an answer already in-house for if they do trade him.
How much pressure is on Elias for the trade deadline?
Man, he's in a really tough spot. You know, obviously a team that had a lot of aspirations coming into this year. You know, you have your clubhouse that is looking to the front office saying, give us a chance. We're playing better baseball, you know, tied for the fifth or fourth best record in the American League since May 24th. So they are playing better baseball. The guys in that clubhouse certainly want to get a chance to see this through and try to turn things around. But ultimately, you know, Elias is a guy who has to take, you know, the entire health of this organization in turn and, you know, in mind and with his decisions. And ultimately, you know, as they try to contend next year, because it seems like, you know, there's no chance this team blows it up and you know, starts another rebuild. They will try to contend again next year, especially with all the one-year contracts they have. They have a lot of room to spend this offseason if they decide to. So I think that there is certainly a lot of pressure on Elias. And now that, you know, they've made a change at manager, you know, the direction of this organization kind of falls on him at this point.
Well, Matt Ryrick from The Sun, enjoy your off day. What are your off day plans? You going to do some laundry?
I'm definitely doing some laundry. I just got back from Atlanta, so the suitcase is sitting here. I'm about to throw that in. So you've caught me.
Well, it ain't going to do itself, Matt. You know what I'm saying?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Thanks for your time. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
All right, coming up, why say we open the phones back up? Give us a call, 410-583-1057. What's on your mind? Let me hear from you, 410-583-1057. 410-583-1057. Andy in Dundalk, what's on your mind?
Bruce, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well.
Baltimore loves you, man. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Thank you.
Yeah, now you know who I am.
Yeah.
Anyway, I talked to you before a few weeks back, maybe a month ago, when Mancino was in about a week, and yeah. I was talking about how everybody's beating up on him, and I said the Orioles were going to – I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs, but I told you they're going to finish about 500.
Okay.
Now, since May 25th, they have the fourth best record in baseball.
Right.
And, I mean, they're not passing anybody yet, but they're going to finish above 500. Things that I see different, I told you when I talked to you last time, more pitchers are throwing 90 pitches when they're starting than the last two seasons. Now I think it's they're either at or passing the last four seasons where starters are throwing 90-plus pitches in their starts.
Right.
You have relievers that are throwing multiple innings when, like Cano yesterday, day before yesterday, threw four pitches to get out of an inning, and then he came back the following inning. You have people that are running out balls, hit the first to shortstop and third, which I also brought up before. 2 days ago, there was a fly ball hit the short left field, and the outfielder called off Henderson, and he stopped. I haven't seen that the whole time. Not to badmouth Brandon Hyde, but I never saw that the whole time Hyde.
That's a good point, because, you know, that's the outfielder's call, you know?
That's the outfielder's call. That's basic baseball. I learned that when I was 10 years old in Little League. So watching major leaguers not do what they're supposed to do, to me, especially when it's fundamentals.
Well, you know, that's been one of the really baffling things to me about this season. True, the pitching hasn't been great, and they haven't been getting very many hits in key positions, but fundamentals, that's basic stuff. You're in a major leagues. You've had to come up through a minor league system and amateur ball and all of that, and it drives me up the wall when I see bad fundamentals on the field. And I'm seeing them more this year than I have in a long time.
And Bruce, I got to finish with my famous thing. I only say it on your program.
So here it comes.
You know what it is. If you don't pay attention to what's going on, amongst all the things, it's like wiping before you go.
There you go.
It don't make no sense.
There it is. Andy, I'm glad you followed me to Monday. That's for sure. I don't think Vinny's heard that one before.
Nope.
So that's a new one. Thanks for the call. We do appreciate it. I don't have a problem with anything he said just then. I mean, it's obvious what's got to happen here. They got to play better. You know, they got to get some better pitching. The rest of the AL East ain't going anywhere. You know, I don't know, Vinny. I don't do this every day anymore, and I find myself getting weary of certain conversations. But I will tell you this. I wrote this note down while he was talking. Richie Ashburn, longtime outfielder, longtime broadcaster up in Philly. He was on the 62 Mets. They got him in the expansion draft. He was playing center field. He kept colliding with the left fielder who did not speak English. So they taught him. They said, Richie, yola tengo. Holler, yola tengo. That means I got it. Sure, I got you. So early in the game, fly ball out there to left center. Yola tengo, yola tengo. Left fielder pulled up. This shortstop collides with him. So it just never, but that's not even the best Richie Ashburn story. You may have heard this one. He hit the same woman with two foul balls in a game. This is in the late 50s. He hits a foul ball up in the stands. It hits a woman in the face, and the game stopped. It was so bad. They had to bring the paramedics down and everything, and everybody's staring. So they get her tended to. They get her on a stretcher. They resume the game. He steps back in the box. He hits her on the stretcher.
No.
Tell me something weirder than that.
Wow.
Let's go to Mike in Pasadena. Mike, what's going on?
How you doing, Bruce?
Doing well.
Question about the Ravens kicker.
Yeah.
Do you think that they may sign a veteran free agent kicker in addition to having the rookies in camp?
Well, Vinny, you're in camp more than me. They've already brought somebody in to compete with him, right?
He's a first year guy.
Yeah.
Hovland.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's not a big leg guy, but he kicks it consistently, you know, 40, 45, you know, and he does a good job. But I think if old Looper struggles in the preseason, I think a veteran will be in here, because you can't go in to the season not knowing, you know, especially if you have a rookie kicker and he's shaky. They can't do that. They got too good a team.
See, that's what I'm worried about. There was a Carolina kicker, a pretty good guy from a few years back, and I think he's a free agent. I can't recall his name.
Graham Gano?
Yeah.
You know,
he started out with
the Ravens. You're right. They signed him originally.
Okay.
They had Gano here. We played him in the preseason.
And Washington.
Washington. Yeah. Randy Brown, you know, told Danny Smith, and we signed him the next day. You know, and then he was our kicker in Washington.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I was thinking there was another one, though, and I can't recall his name, not from too long ago, who was a pretty good kicker for Carolina. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Well, when you said Carolina, that's made me think of Gano.
Oh, okay.
Because he spent a lot of years.
I would say this. Randy probably has a list of guys likes and trusts and doesn't like if they need to bring in a guy.
With Randy Brown, Mike, this situation's in real good hands. All right, he's probably one of the best kicking, analyzers there is, and he knows where they are. He found Justin Tucker, so have some faith in Randy Brown. Seriously,
let's hope so. All right, good talking to you guys.
Thanks, Mike. Next time. Appreciate it. Let's get Kevin in Ellicott City here before we go to break. Kevin, what's up?
What's good, Bruce and Vinny? How y'all doing?
Doing well.
So maybe you can kind of bring this thought into a little bit of focus for me, if you don't mind. But kind of like lightly what like Andy had said, fellas, about the Orioles, and you guys know this so well with how long you've covered the game. But like, remember how it just seemed like there was always those guys that really held you to the standard that got them there, right? You kind of follow the leader, like, and kind of to Andy's point, with the. You know, the downfall of fundamentals, technique, and so on.
That's been one of the real issues, Vinny, this year with the Orioles. You got such a young team. The last two seasons, they've been looking for some kind of leader to emerge from that group. And from what I understand, that's still to be determined. Nobody in that group's really interested in being a leader, from what I understand.
To me, you get what you demand.
Thanks for the call, Kevin.
You know, and I agree with you about the fundamentals. I mean, they miss cutoff people and every, you know, it's they don't bunt. They can't bunt. And yeah,
But you've come up through the minors. You've played amateur ball, you know, probably all the time back to T-ball. I mean, that's stuff you should know. You should know by the time you get to the major leagues. You know, it's just crazy.
Yep.
Drives me nuts. So that's it for hour number three. Man, you're right. This four-hour thing, I'm going to have to take a nap when I get home. You know that, right?
Once you get to 1 o'clock, it's a breeze.
It's been a breeze so far, but it always is with you. That's for sure. Coming up, NFL lunch. Later in the hour, AL East report. We're going to have the fun house. We got a lot more left for you here on the Vinny and Haney Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.